Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Where are you? I'm right here. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned in to Radiance by Design here on BBS Radio. Radiance by Design is actually a show all about you, all about me, and how we can learn to radiate consciously and purposely. So the message we're radiating out by being a vortex of light, because each of us is really a vortex of light, we can learn to set a standard of radiance and send it out there. And when you do send it out there, guess what? You send out feelings that are contagious. We always send out feelings that are contagious anyway. Whatever's going on inside of us radiates out and is contagious. So when you shift the frequency or you send out positive vibrations, oh, it's wonderful. You're actually doing what I call my kind of politics. You're passing on a really good message. But it also heals you, change your energy, change your reality. I'm an intuitive and an energy counselor. My job is to look into you. What is my job? My job is to look into you and help you understand what makes you tick. You're the only one in the universe that's you. We all have our very unique vibrational prints. And we are vibrational vehicles of light. And my guides and angels have taught me for many years all about energy, how to move energy from various parts of your body in order to shift the whole, how to heal a lot of your problems because we're moving energy. If you call in with your questions and have a mini reading, say you're having some kind of issue with someone, we'll look in and see where your energy is snagged. So instead of advancing, you keep playing out the same old message inside. And that's why we have these problems that keep occurring in our lives. So if you call in, the guides will help you find answers to your questions. But they'll always look at how your energy is functioning and how we can release it in order to help you create a different patterning so you don't drop back into it. Now, if you feel like calling in, please do. Call in at 877-876-5227. That's in the States. Or call, if you're calling from Canada, it's 888-810-8322. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday. Wasn't it amazing? This year, a lot of tumultuousness, some crazy weather, lots of people getting sick, lots of people having wonderful, miraculous times, making changes, supporting each other. All of it was going on. What was happening in your holiday? Call in and tell us about it. All right, we're going to start by, here in our little gathering, our workshop space today, we're going to start by setting the tone. The thing I believe vibrationally is that when we get together, we should always set the tone. So let's do a little bit of exercise to clear the energy space in your room and prepare the way for you to advance your own frequency and move your own frequency. I try to teach as much as just answer questions on this show, Radiance by Design. So I'm teaching myself as much as you to always set the tone in our room. So let's do it. I'd like you to focus, or let's call in. First of all, we're going to call in the presence of our guides and angels and our connection to our higher selves. And now let's take a minute and call in that great gift from Saint Germain, the violet flame. Saint Germain was one of the ascended masters that many of you know about him already, that the people who channeled the I Am discourses back in the 20s brought through a lot of information about Saint Germain, who was a living being in France many years back, a great altruist and a great teacher of spirituality. And from the other side, he gave us the violet flame, which transforms a lot of leftover thoughts and feelings energy and gives you a lot of healing energy. So let's imagine, let's call in the violet flame. I'm just going to do a violet flame clearing and then I'll take this call. Thank you for calling, if you can just wait a moment. Imagine in the corners of your room there's a violet flame burning and burning and transforming all the leftover thoughts and feelings in every corner of your room, or wherever you are. And it burns and burns and glows and grows and transforms all the leftover stuff, old energies from old activities. And as those violet flames grow, have them build and build and move in a circle. So they move round and round in an expanding circle until they become a great bonfire in the center of your room. And have them burn and burn and burn in the center of your room. And you can always imagine jumping into it and tumbling around and having the violet fire burn through your body, burning what you're radiating and all the leftover feelings inside of you that you no longer want to deal with. Now, when you finish bounding around in the violet flame, you can sit back down. And we'll take our callers. Good afternoon. You're on the air here at BBS Radio. Good afternoon. Hello. Now, maybe they gave up, eh? Anyway, so did you feel the violet flame?
Hello. They are on the line, but caller?
Yes.
She's got her internet on or something, and it just—I think it's being distracting her.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right, we'll wait till the next meeting.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Apparently, our caller's having a little trouble with the internet. There's always all these complications. So as soon as she can come through, we're ready. Now, did you feel the violet flame? Most of the time, I can feel it, and now I'd like to run it through our body. And this one, we're going to pay attention because your body is actually a filing cabinet. And certain emotions and certain subjects go to various parts of your body. So as we run the violet flame through our bodies and transform our leftover thoughts and feelings, I'll talk you through which parts of the body hold what. And I'll keep it simple and quite fast. So let's call in the violet flame and again, bring it up through the soles of the feet. Now, our feet are obviously all about understanding. So bring the violet flame into the soles of your feet and have it burn and burn and turn and burn until your feet tingle, your toes tingle, and your violet flame is moving and transforming some of the old messages about understanding that you've been living with. And the violet flame curls and moves up through your calves where you hold childhood pictures. So if you're trying to change your inner child, burn and burn and transform and burn those old childhood pictures in your calves. And have the violet flame burn and burn through your legs and into your knees and have it curl through all the little parts of your knees. Now, your knees, of course, are all about flexibility, and they also hold a lot of fear. So keep burning and burning in the violet flame and burn up the fear in your knees and shoot the violet flame burning and turning up through your thighs. And burn up all the old security issues from the history you've had with men on the right side, on the right thigh, and all the old security issues that you have about women on the left side. So it's about your mom and dad or your grandparents. And have the violet flame burn and burn up through the genital area. There's all the complications of power and sharing. And move the violet flame burning and burning through your intestinal tract. Now, the belly area holds everyone else's influence, your subconscious, karma, everything left over. Feel that violet flame as it burns and burns in your belly area, turning and burning and undoing a lot of those old connections that we made subconsciously and keep playing out. They could be old karmic things, leftover issues with people. And we'll take that call as soon as we finish the top of the head. Thank you for waiting. And the violet flame moves through the solar plexus. That's where your personal power is. And you burn and burn in the solar plexus, and the violet flame surges up through your chest and burns up issues of love. That's what's left over from love. That is courage, inspiration, despair, loss, depression, happiness, grief. Burn and burn in your chest that you burn up the residue of those past experiences. And give yourself a clean plate of courage. And you move the violet flame up into your shoulders where you have issues of responsibility. And you burn those and burn the leftover stuff because we want to start anew. And have the violet flame burn down your arms and into your fingers till they tingle. And the violet flame burning through your arms tells you a lot about how you maybe hold back, giving on the right side, receiving on the left. How do you know? Well, you can feel them get kind of weighted, a little uneven. Have the violet flame move up and down your arms, burning and burning. The leftover issues, the subconscious issues about how you give and receive and how your worth is. The violet flame moves back up your arms into your shoulders and then into your neck. Now, the neck is where you work out consciousness of self. Literally, we in the throat, our will, works with the will of God to squeeze wisdom out of our experiences. So there can be a lot of resistances and strange stuff there. And as we discover our powers and strengths, we have more and more awareness of who we really are, don't we? And so you move the violet flame through the throat, up through the neck, burning, burning, turning, burning, and have the violet flame move into your head. And right in the center of your brain, have it burn and burn and burn in the center of the brain, moving issues, moving all the energies in and out and around all the convolutions of the brain, the lobes of the brain. And as it burns and burns through the brain, your brain gets brighter and brighter and brighter. You're moving along old patterns. And then you move it in behind your face. Your face is what you present into the world, and your face has a huge map on it, doesn't it, of where you've been dejected, depressed, where it's genetic, where it's personal, how you feel about going into the world. So oftentimes when we do the violet flame in the head and in behind the face, we do it as a facelift. Lift your face. Give it some presence. Give it some light. Then you shoot the violet flame up through the top of your head. You feel that? And there it is at the top of your head. And see it moving up as a fountain, just whoosh, way up there. And have that fountain drop back down and run round and round and round your body. So there you are as a nice little violet flame yourself. Because we are essentially a vibrational vehicle of light. And why shouldn't you be a violet flame sometimes? Now we have a caller. I hope you're still there and that you're patient. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
It's Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Well, fine. I love getting your newsletter, and I love your website and your advertisement here on the website for the radio station. It's beautiful, and I finally got to see a picture of you.
Oh, wow.
So well, you're beautiful, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Send me a picture of you, Cynthia. Cynthia is an old friend that I've always worked with by phone or radio.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a question? How you doing?
Well, my heart is a little bit lighter, but it's not as open as I would like it to be. I had a nice holiday time with my children. You know, I guess the main question is I'm still seeking employment, and I had an interview with Pebble Beach Corporation, which got canceled, and I've been trying to reschedule it for about a week now, and there seems to be some resistance going somewhere. So I guess I want to look at that resistance, if it's mine or theirs or something I shouldn't be pursuing, or if I should keep on pushing. Or
you know, let's do an exercise. Let's do an energy exercise, Cynthia, that you people at home will enjoy this as well. If you run, let's use the violet flame because that's what we were just clearing with.
Mm-hmm.
What I see in you right away is that you have some kind of, you called it resistance. I'm saying that there's some impulse in you to make changes in what the work looks like that you're looking for. There's something in your heart and your, it's almost like you have to release being driven. You have something to give to the world, and you're not quite sure what it is you're going to be doing. So we're just mm-hmm. going to run energy. Do you feel that tension in your chest? And do you feel that tension right there? In your body, in the upper torso, there's a kind of a holding pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to run the violet flame up through your body, and we're going to move that tension in there because I believe this, that you're going to have a job coming up, but there's some big changes all around how that job's going to manifest. So they procrastinated or put off the interview. But by the time you go for the interview, you're going to have a different point of view.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a part of, you know, how we're, our destiny is very often designed by us in our levels of consciousness and our multidimensionality, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You have a big change coming up in your own self-awareness that's going to give you a different job than what you think you're applying for right now. But it's
okay.
Coming up. I think it's coming up pretty soon. And we're running energy up through your body. And people at home, always wrap yourself in light when we do things like this. Wrap yourself in light so as to guard yourself from everyone else's trauma energy or the stuff they're trying to change. So, Cynthia, I've just put light around you, and I'm sending a violet flame up through your feet, and we're running it right up through your body and asking you to focus on the chest area and and see, tell me when it releases itself. It needs to release because we're like a computer. And what you've programmed is a kind of resistance and not knowing. You're almost afraid to go for what you really want. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. The last couple of days of the year, I was waking up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning with feelings of fear, as traumatic fear, waking up terrified.
That's really scary, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's from, and I knew it wasn't from a nightmare. It was just from whatever I don't know or whatever I do know.
I think you do know that you've been under a lot of stress and you've had big shocks. Cynthia went through a number of shocks last year, and the brain chemistry is really, it's like got red alert going.
Yes.
Okay? So we're running, can you feel the energy running through your body?
Well, let me see, maybe if I can relax my posture a little bit, it would help.
Yeah, let yourself feel it, because apparently you're going to have some really strong wisdom come up and some, actually you've often had kind of guided interactions with people where suddenly people show up. You have something
yes.
like that coming up regarding the job. And the thing with you is you aren't really letting yourself open to what the job could be, but you're going to do that very soon, probably over the next day or so. And
okay.
you're going to start realizing what you want.
Okay.
And ask yourself, and I'll say to everyone at home, ask yourself when you really don't know, you can say, well, Veronica's not necessarily right, so I just need to know. Ask your higher self. And I promise you, Cynthia, something's going to wake up in you and you're going to start getting clearer about what it is you want to do. You just had too much on your plate to actually believe that you can create what you want, but you can.
Okay.
And so anyway, let me know. Email me and let me know how it goes, because you're going to have an interview and it's going to be different than you thought.
Great. Thank you so much, Ronnie. I'll turn my internet back on and continue to listen to your show. Thank you so much.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
It is a new year, and we were all blessed with The Secret last year. Oh, my goodness, wasn't that amazing? And the thing that was great about that is a lot of us said, oh, this is old news. We already knew about this, da-da-da. But the good thing about it is I've talked to a lot of people who, when they watched it, even once or twice, found they launched a terrific amount of creative capacity. They were able to create something immediately that they were surprised about. Because the thing about energy is really important. You get a movie like that, and it's not, for example, and it's not just the words that's in it or the content. It comes with a really strong transformative energy created by the intentions of a lot of the people working on that movie. And so a lot of people got a shift just by existing in the room with the movie. Isn't that hot diggity? Well, we also can do that. We can be that kind of person, where we can shift our frequency and people feel way better when we're around. You know, when people feel way better, they then are more able to create the reality they want. And how do we create our reality? We create it by intentions, by thinking about what it is we want and designing the pictures with our minds and our hearts. And when I say designing the pictures with our minds and our hearts, pictures of what it is you want, you also have to get in touch with clearing. Again, setting the tone and setting the space. And that brings me to the other subject that I have been talking about for the last few weeks. We had our little holiday. But before that, I was talking a lot about connections amongst people and energy connections amongst people. And I guess, you know, having Christmas and New Year's, most of you have had experiences of how connected you are with family and so on. And what I'd like to teach us, remind us to do, is to separate from the people, even the people that we love, energetically on a regular basis. Because when we talk about, for example, The Secret and creating our reality, sometimes what holds us back are the tethers of reactions that run between us and the people that we know and that we love sometimes, or that we can't stand, that we can actually radiate out an energy and other people hitch up with our energy, and then finally we're all moving in this kind of collaboration, energetic collaboration of maybe limitation or resistance or anger or suppression or judgment. The guides were talking to us just before we started the show. I often consult with them to see what we should be talking about, and they were reminding us to continue talking about these the connections and the disconnections and so on. And they say one of the interesting connections reveals itself very clearly through our judgments. So let's take a look at that for a minute. Let's look at how, pick on somebody in your mind's eye that you judge. Now, none of us ever judge anybody. We all know that, and we all say that, right? However, pick somebody that you discreetly, behind the scenes, find yourself judging. What's she doing here? I never liked the way she dresses, or blah, blah, something like that. The guide said to remind ourselves to use judgment as a wonderful tool to reflect on. What does that mean? It means that you go into judgment, you say, okay, let's pick on somebody. Each of you have somebody, at least somebody that you're a little annoyed with or that you're judging, okay? Just take a minute. Again, wrap yourself in light because we're such contagious beings. We're herd animals. And we take on each other's energy, even through the radio. Isn't it amazing? Okay, so wrap yourself in light. Now think of somebody that you're judging. Maybe judge them like mad. Who knows? Let's do that. Okay, I'm doing that right now. Now take a feel about that judgment, because the guides reminded us that judgments mean we're afraid of something. So I want you to take that attachment to someone through this nice little link up of judgment, and then look back at yourself and be aware of what are you afraid of from that person. When you're judging that person, you're reflecting some fear that you've got about yourself. Now, what's the fear? I wish some of you would call in and tell me about this, because this is a really interesting subject. 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, 888-810-8322. Canada, my home country. Oh, heavens. Anyway, I'd love it if you'd call in and talk about what happens to you when you bring up judgment. Do you recognize a fear in yourself? It's really helpful, isn't it? Instead of saying, oh, gall darn it, I don't want to be judgmental, but I am, and getting that, like, grinding feeling. I get grinding feeling, and my hair feels like it wants to fall out, which is quite funny. Instead of that, turning around and looking at that and going, okay, what's my fear here? Do you ever think of that? All right, now we're going to do some other exercises. I'll go back to my exercises. What we are is very much attached to one another genetically as well. Going back to my, okay, we're attached to one another by thinking, by feeling, and by past experiences. So we've used the clearing the body thing. When you have past, for example, with the judgment, that judgment is really interesting because it tells you about a fear. Now I want you to do the same thing and drop into your body and ask yourself where that judgment lives. It's really interesting because if it lives in your heart, what does that mean? It tells you that it's somewhere that you're losing your courage, or that you really are afraid of love, or you're afraid that if you love, you lose something. You know, there's all that kind of interesting stuff. Maybe you have a lot of grief in your lungs and in your chest, and then your fear is sitting in the middle of that. Now, here's another thing. Is it could be sitting in your gut, in your intestinal tract. And if it is, that's really important too, because we already talked about when we were doing our clearing that in the intestinal tract, we have everyone else's influences. Everyone else is, our subconscious, and we're born in our mother's belly area, aren't we? We're born in and around the intestinal tract. We take on her, all the energy programming from her subconscious programming, from genetics and the whole thing. So say you've got your judgment going and you go into fear and you feel that it's in your belly area. It's a pretty big area. I don't mean physically. For some of you, maybe it is, but that's not the issue. The issue is the subconscious is absolutely humongous. And when you find that you've got a fear and it's sitting in the belly area, you can tell. You can feel it. You get that kind of queasy feeling in there, and you get some kind of gastrointestinal disturbance, you feel like you've got a grip, a spasm in your belly. So let's do a cleansing. Oh, and here's something else. So let's do a cleansing with energy. This is energy technology we're going to use to clear out the belly. But the other thing I want you to do is when we bring up the fear and we know what the fear is, and then we bring it up and we exaggerate it, and then let's command total release of that fear now. Command total release of that fear now. Now, what happened? Did it move out of your body? If it's still stuck there, then what I want you to do is call it up again, exaggerate it, and then command total release of that fear now. Now, you can also ask your angels to just take it, but you can ask it to command total release of that fear now and then swish yourself out with light. I like calling it a light gargle. Imagine light as if you were gargling in your mouth, but you're gargling it in your belly. And you get it. Or you can do it in your heart. You can do it all through your body if you like. You command total release of that fear now. Does that feel better? Now, for a lot of people that I've been talking to lately, we have to look after our body. Our body is a really, really important tool. It's an absolutely amazing, I've already called it a filing cabinet of things that have happened. And one of the most important things to do is cleanse and clear. And we all know about washing our hair and all that, and some of you are really good at fasting and so on, but one of the reminders I want to have for people is that you need to clear your intestinal tract. Now, this sounds very personal and so on, but all of you listening to Radiance by Design are working on shifting habitual thought processes, of getting out of the kind of ruts of activity and family patterning. All of you that I speak to, and I have quite a large counseling practice, all of you are working on stepping out of the programming that has been. Well, please, I remind you, don't underestimate the value of cleaning out your intestinal tract. And some of you who are fasting so on are quite aware of enemas and all that, and I'm not going to talk about that, but I'm glad you've called in, and I'm going to take your call in just a minute. But I'm recommending that everybody take at least once a day or twice a day a kind of a fiber mixture, and we're using Schultz's, but one that has bentonite in it, because bentonite, you can use many different kinds, but we're using Schultz's, which you can get online, or Sans number 7 is very good. But the ones that have bentonite in them have clay, and you take this fiber process, and then you take a lot of water, so that what you're doing is bringing the old issues out of the walls of your intestinal tract. You're actually bringing out old stuff, old material, but with it goes the old thoughts and feelings. It's really amazing, and some of the old programs. So I'm recommending today that we do some intestinal cleansing and begin to move some of your subconscious programming that way. So good afternoon. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Veronica. It's Bonnie calling from Oregon.
Oh, hi, Bonnie from Oregon. How are you today?
Very good, my friend.
How wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you. And I'm so delighted to be able to listen to your program, too.
Me too. I'm glad you're on and listening.
I wanted to give feedback about the judgment fear and the area of my body that it shows up is in my throat.
Oh, interesting.
And, you know, the person, no surprise because you've known me forever, is my mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's true for a lot of us, isn't it?
Yeah. So.
And so how do you feel? How about your ears as well?
I think I do notice some there too, kind of connection the back of the throat all the way to pressure in the ears, you know, kind of sinus, that whole area of the body.
Well, I'm really glad you called because that is an amazing network that you've got going there. Let's see if we can move that energy and see if we can help you with that.
Okay.
First thing we want to do is wrap ourselves in light, as you know, because I keep saying that, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to, let's see here, we're looking at your mom. For everybody at home, we're going to do a clearing exercise on the fear and the judgment, okay? So we want to wrap ourselves in light, and then we're going to look at Bonnie's trap. She's trapped at the throat, and let me see. I'm asking the guys, and there, you know, there's a part above the roof of the mouth where the skull is. You've got a big trap right there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So what we're going to do is focus in that part of your body. For people at home who have it in different parts of your body, I want you to focus right in the heart of the tension. So let's take a focus there, Bonnie, and we're going to run some, we're using violet flame today. So we're going to run some violet flame energy into that part of Bonnie's skull, which is a key point for all the ways in which you're trapped. Now, all that holding pattern that Bonnie's got just keeps rerunning those programs. It's very frustrating, isn't it?
Yes.
And your mom, she's holding on to you as well. You know
mm-hmm.
that? Do you know that?
Yes.
And you know what, Bonnie? It's like she... Okay, we're going to run... I'm doing three things here at once. Can you believe it? We're going into the roof of the mouth again. And we're going to just hold light on that and see if it releases the ears. Mm-hmm. It's starting to move. But now we're going to let that light continue. And then we're going to do some other clearing, all right?
Okay.
I probably don't need to tell you this, but I will anyway, that the throat is where we transform experiences into wisdom. It's the first of the wisdom chakras. And yours is really frustrated. You know that? Your throat's kind of tight, and it hasn't transformed the wisdom that you got from this association with your mom yet. And I have to say that it's because there's a pulling going on between the two of you. She's still pulling on you. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Are you pulling on her? Let's sort your energies here. Do you find yourself pulling on her at all?
I would say there's definitely a part of me that wants to protect her, that feels responsible for her.
So we're going to do another exercise, which you've probably done with me years ago. Bonnie and I knew each other, 15 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
At least, we're going to call up all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mom. Now, anybody at home is working on the fear judgment thing, you can do this exercise as well. Call up all the energy in your body mind that comes from your soul contract with this person. There's a lot in your heart and in your feet, Bonnie. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's exaggerate that energy. When it's in someone's feet, you say, well, that it's how Bonnie goes forward in the world. She's feeling somewhat held by it, you see. You're not feeling light-footed around this situation. And just see what other people have got going on. Somebody's got it right in her, like her third eye. Somebody's really got somebody jamming her third eye. Somebody else has got it right in the lungs. I can see it's just like yanking on the lungs. Let yourself call it up and feel it. And we're calling in our guides and angels and asking for help and commanding total release of this energy now. Total release. Now, it didn't totally release, but some of it moved, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that?
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to feel it, Bonnie. You have to feel it. But when we command total release, sometimes it doesn't go right away because it's very intricately woven, especially the mother. You grew in her body, you know, think about it. And your mom had a lot of trauma. So you have, again, in your body mind, a deep trauma around her. And I think it was hers, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
I do.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's coming up now. It didn't come up at the beginning, but as we command total release of Bonnie's mother energy right now, up comes this kind of trauma, and it's in... it's in the middle of your body, but more toward the right hip and the pelvic area. There's a trauma, and when we find that, the jaw gets tight. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to ask to feel that and exaggerate it and exaggerate it and exaggerate it. Want to feel all this trauma that was her mother's.
Yeah.
And then ask for help as we command total release.
Yeah.
The access teachers say, just to ask if it's mine. If it's mine, it'll get tighter. If it's hers, it'll go away. So that's another trick to use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that seems to have eased something. Now we're going to jump back up to the throat. We may not be able to complete the entire thing, as you know. We're going back up to the throat, but your heart's hurting right now. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is, Bonnie, or do you want to talk about what it is?
Gosh, I don't want to take up all your listeners' time either.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I'll just jump to. How about that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
And you can email me or something. We'll chat.
Sure.
But it's what came up in the heart is this kind of love hurt that we have sometimes with people that we really love that we're so attached to. That the attachment kind of hurts, and yet our love gets confused. So it's hard. At this level and around this subject, it's hard for Bonnie to just feel the love. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because it hurts. The love hurts. And I think that's a huge issue to bring up, and I want to feel that love hurts. I'm not preaching that it hurts. I'm saying that we've recorded a combined number of feelings until we get that feeling. And I want to call... Good, it's already moving. I want to call it up in the heart and follow this love hurts thing. Good. And follow it. I want it to exaggerate itself. And then hand it over to God or your guides and angels. Hand it. Good. Hand it over. Now, we're not totally done, except I think we did a lot right there.
Uh-huh.
Did you see how we did? We cycled through three things. And I feel like your mom, in her way, loves you, but this is getting back to something else we want to talk about, is your mom doesn't really love herself very much at all. And there's an attachment there on what love is, kind of responsibility and duty and so on. And you're kind of enmeshed in that attachment. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we get out of it? We keep calling up these things and be aware of them and then command total release. And then you swish yourself out with light. And if you follow the myriad of connections, I think you're going to find your neck, your throat, and your ears all clearing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, as soon as I got to that part, my throat all got foggy and funny and phlegmy. Talk about being an empath, right? But I wish you a happy new year, and I think it was very courageous for you to call and work with this on in great public arena.
Great. Thank you, and happy new year to you, Bonnie.
Happy new year.
Much love, my sister.
Yeah, much love to you, Bonnie.
Bye-bye.
So that was very interesting and also a courageous call. But I hope you followed how those connections work through our body-mind. Energetically, we are so wired, I guess, so full of our interactions with all kinds of people and the past. It's just amazing, isn't it? Now, I'm going to take a little commercial break on myself and say, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I do counseling. I do energy counseling. I love working with people because I cannot believe what amazing, transformative critters we are. And as we step out of this cocoon of reactive energy from thousands of years of interacting with one another cellularly, meaning we've all met each other, a lot of us anyway, over and over again and have gathered quite a bit of information energetically, haven't we? I love working with people. I like to see things, hear things, and move through changes with you because I, too, am just as busy as you with it all. Now, when we do an exercise like that, oh, I just want to say something. I'm not really ready to talk about this yet. I need to do more work and more study on it. But regarding addictions, which is an interesting subject for a lot of people, too, it's like we have millions, we have a myriad of addictions. For example, Bonnie with her mother. An addiction would there be energy attachments, energy balancing, the push-pull that goes on subconsciously, cellularly, brain pattern-wise, all these different ways where she is hooked, if you will. And then if we take in the concept of other addictions like drugs and alcohol or sex or, you know, the various addictions we hear about, the internet, which we're all kind of fascinated by, it's, again, energy attachments and attachments to programs that we have. So, for example, with alcoholism, you could have a genetic addiction, meaning you're so deeply wired and programmed to have that substance in your life. And I believe very firmly, actually, that that can be released very strongly. But it's wise of us to look at our family patternings, the people around us, family of origin, and so on, and look at our own fears and what we do with them in order to understand the process of addiction. I'm going to look into more of that before next week. But again, it's all a part of detachment, isn't it? I love thinking this, that we're herd animals. And as, you know, I've been with horses where they breathe up your nose and they kind of get, they set the vibrational tone that tells them who's in the herd and who's recognized and who isn't. So I kind of laugh and go, it's like we breathe up each other's noses, but it's just by feeling and taking on one another's energies. And if you want to become the only one in the universe, it's you. You want to become that amazing vehicle of light, transformation, and creation to authenticate your real self. You want to clear the energy attachments you've got from all kinds of people. We all have them. It's a part of the process. There's also a whole lot of healing that goes on when we clear. Now, I forgot to give you my data, but if you want to get hold of me, it's www.veronicaentwistle.com. That's Veronica, spelled like it sounds, Entwistle with no H. So it's Veronica, Entwistle.com. Or you can call me, 510-595-5564, and leave a message there. That's a voicemail. 510-595-5564. I love to book sessions. I love to do sessions. And sometimes I do gatherings and workshops. So that's enough of my commercialing for right now. I want to talk about connections and deconnections. Here we are in a brand new year. Isn't that exciting? And it's going to be, my guides are saying, and other people are saying as well, it's going to be a year of quite a lot of turmoil. But, you know, in the middle of all the turmoil that we've had over the last few years, everything is changing faster and faster. Energy, the rate at which energy moves, the frequencies, the subtle frequencies are moving way faster. I even heard that in the universe, and this is astronomers talking about it, not astrologers, but that the universe itself is moving faster. The sad part of that is it's really hard to get everything done in one day because everything's going so darn fast. Or maybe we're doing 40 times as much in a day, I don't know. But it seems like we're just going faster and faster. The difficult thing is a lot of the turmoil shakes up that which has been security. And we're having to move, having ball bearings, able to move through changes much more swiftly. So, for example, Bonnie's courageous call, she is more able now by being conscious, by having attention, intention, and attention, and to focus and to consciously release, she's more able to move out of her family patterning and her mother, her patterning energetically with her mother, faster than ever before. Okay? And it's like that about everything, that there's such a lot of killing and war and murder, all that kind of stuff that is all just being pumped to us, fear-producing on the media and so on. But by the same token, I keep hearing about miracles, people who have, you know, really terrific diseases that are all of a sudden reversing. There's so much more magic available because that's also moving faster as well. Our thoughts, our feelings, our ability to be creative are really moving faster with waves of energy that are moving around our planet. It's very exciting. So as we do this clearing, so you want to set the tone, you want to set the space in your life so that you have a high frequency energy in and around you. If you have a high frequency energy, and I suggest we do it with the violet flame, or you can use a platinum spiraling light. You can use, I might do some of this today, we can use geometric shapes as well. And you can call in the four directions, or the seven directions, adding the earth, sky, and your own heart. You can call in frequencies in order to set the tone and set the space in your life. So instead of spending your life flummoxing around with everybody else's energy and trying to figure out how to authenticate yourself, you take charge each day and you set an altar, a vibrational altar for yourself to function in. And you'll find that you're much more stable and much more secure in a time of insecurity, instability, and rapid change. What do you think of that? Now, we have time for another caller, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Call in for your mini reading. Call in and let's talk about you and your life and where you're headed. I believe that predictions are meant to be played with. I believe that predictions are the outpicturing of where you're at right now. So sometimes what we can do is shift the energy in our body-mind, and guess what? You change your predictions. And that's how we learn to create our reality. I'm also really interested in, we're going to do a little chakra cleanse, but I'm also very interested in brain chemistry. Not only does energy, we can change our energy, and we can unhook from one another. We can detach from one another. But you can also make some huge changes by changing your brain chemistry. I was introduced to some of this by a woman named Audrey McKell, who's in Marin, and she's really a wonderful, wonderful worker on this kind of stuff. And she got me going and got me into a book called The Edge Effect. And The Edge Effect, he talks about the lobes of the brain and how the neurotransmissional output of each of the lobes of the brain, and it's much more complex of that than that. If there's a balance, and if your brain lobes are working in symphony, then you are at your edge, which means your personality is working really well. But as soon as something slips, you might be dealing with depression, or pain, all kinds of illnesses, chronic pain is what I was trying to say there, and so on. So a while back, I mean, just testing all these things is really fun. Many years ago, I remember I went through a huge crisis, and I got into supplements at the time and got into B3, niacin, which Abram Hoffer was very famous for using for schizophrenia. And I remember one night I was very depressed, and I was sitting at my typewriter typing to a friend saying, "Dear Mary, oh, I feel so frustrated." And I had popped niacin, which is something that makes your skin go bright red. And I said, "I feel so frustrated. It seems like it's so hard to do, blah, blah." And I was kind of being depressed. And then as the niacin, which some of you already know, makes it buzz, or it does a rush through your system, as it started to work, I could feel it. My head was buzzing because it was setting all the capillaries into hyperaction, which it does. And my whole mood, my whole ambiance just raised. And I felt so sad, and I was so miserable, and my life was so interesting, and it was wonderful. And I just changed really fast. And I'm fascinated by that. Now, this morning I was feeling a little grumpy and so on, and I took something, I can't remember what it's called Higher Mind by, I think it's Natural Sources or something. And I'm always experimenting with these things. And it's an amino acid complex with some supplements, some basic vitamins in it as well. But it was very interesting because in a matter of about 10 minutes, my whole brain changed and my whole mood changed. And I'm going, wow, it's brain chemistry again. Do you remember in What the Bleep, too, and he talks about how you can shift your brain chemistry by choice. He talked about how when we made very positive intentions and so on, or we chose to be happy and to enjoy, we literally changed the biochemical, changed the structure of the brain. I'll have to go back into What the Bleep and get some of the information clearer. But when we change that structure, when we consciously go about changing our energy, changing the function of our organs and so on, what happens is then we change our outpicturing. We can create the reality, mostly we can create a lot of the reality that we really choose. It's what we are dragged by. We are so dragged down by old patterning a lot of the time. So when you work with a secret, always work with clearing. Always clear your energy. Don't just go ahead and start all the wonderful things you want to design. But get to work on what's dragging back in you. What are you afraid of? What are you judging? How can you change some of those recordings that are inside of you, so that the subconscious doesn't take you on a path that's familiar but not necessarily invigorating? Now, we only have like 5 minutes, Bob? We have 7 minutes left. Now, if you don't phone right away, you're not going to have time. 877-8765-227 or from Canada, 888-810-8322. And so let's just do another clearing thing. One of the other places that we can head is to, I have a funny feeling I'm not doing the right thing right now. One of the things that we judge is ourselves. I see what it is we should be talking about here. One of the things that we judge are ourselves. You ever notice that? That you judge yourself for what you've done or how you look or how you've been in the world. People say, oh, I don't at all, but I watch it in people over and over again. When we judge ourselves, what happens? So we get insecure, we get funny, we might pull back, we can disappear, we keep tripping ourselves up and we don't have the lives we want, do we? So let's take a look at self-judgment. Let's take a look at how many things we've all done wrong. One of the things that happens to me is sometimes I get these huge flashes like, whoa, hey, there is no right way to be a human being, really. It's a whole creative exploration, isn't it? And sometimes what we, when we're living in reaction, we hurt a lot of people because we're so busy protecting ourselves, defending ourselves, that we're not conscious about making a difference in the status quo or really helping people expand. So most of us have histories of stuff that we aren't thrilled about. How many of you out there feel like you're not thrilled about all your history? So when we're thinking about releasing our self-judgment, what can we do? Let's do this exercise. Let's go inside. First of all, wrap yourself in light. That's it. Always wrap yourselves in light. And now go inside and call up something that you don't like about what you've done. Call up some feelings about what you've been like. And how does that feel in your body? And why were you that way? What was going on? Were you hurt? Is it genetic? Were you in reaction? Were you mad? Were you allowed to be? And did you hurt other people? And let's exaggerate all the feelings, the myriad of feelings, the incredible network that comes up. For me, my whole body is feeling really strange, kind of fuzzy and strange, and my legs are cold for some reason. So there's something I did. I can't figure out what it is right now, and I probably wouldn't admit it to you. But in any case, I'm feeling a huge amount of stuff come up when I ask what I've done, something I've done. Now let's exaggerate it. One of the greatest things you can do is exaggerate this, exaggerate it, and notice where it is in your body. Where does it clutter your body? Is it in the chest? Is it in the heart? Is it in the lungs? Like if it's in the chest, is it in the lungs, or is it in the heart itself? You know what's happened to me? I just burped because it moved, whatever it was, it moved through my body and then created a little exchange there. That's a good sign. That means that it's coming up. I want you to feel where it is in your body and pay attention. If it's in your legs, it has a lot to do with support and understanding. If it's in your chest, it's a lot to do with courage and what you're putting in the world. And if it's in your belly area, it's a lot to do with your subconscious. And the danger there, of course, is that you keep running the programs even more intensely. Is it in your arms? Do your arms retract? Do they hold back? Do they get dull and heavy? Some people, when they go into this stuff, they can't move their arms. They're so heavy. Pay attention, because your arms tell you how, on a subconscious plan, you're giving and receiving, or you think you have the right to give and receive. Or is it in your neck, where you're stuck with consciousness itself, or in your head? Yeah, your head is the whole computer, isn't it? So what happens to you? Again, exaggerate it. Now, is there a way, while you're exaggerating those feelings, is there a way for you to look at yourself and really tell yourself that you're sorry for yourself, that you forgive yourself, that you only did this or that from ignorance or lack of preparation or naivety or reaction, and that you've grown beyond it? And then call in the presence of your guides and angels, especially the angels. They're really amazing about this. And ask them to take that feeling, that deep self-judgment. And quite often when they take it, you can feel a shift in your body. And your body gets lighter and freer. And then if you like, you take the, what I call the light gargle. Just take the light and swish it through your entire body and move that. And now sit back with yourself and ask yourself if you have a right to explore life as a creative human being with all the attachments that you're stuck with that you didn't even know about. Yeah. Do you have a right to do that? Do you have a right not to know how to do life until you've learned? Yeah. Do you have a right to have explored the dark? Some of you have explored the dark. Yeah, that could be pretty scary too. So I think our time is drawn. So I want you to wrap yourself in light. And I'm sending out a violet flame. Bring the violet flame in and run it round and round and round your body. And I've so enjoyed talking to you today. And next week I'm going to be talking with Jackie Salvitti, who's known for her program on Thursday nights on BBS Radio, where she channels the ETs. And they talk a lot to you about transforming such issues as self-forgiveness and so on. They're a wonderful group. And we're going to talk to Jackie about who she is as the channel. And maybe her beings will come with her. I'm sure they will. But we're going to talk to her about her life and what brought her to being a channel and what she's gained and what's the life of a healer. I might even talk about myself. So I'd love to hear from you next week as well, or any of you would like to email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I'd love some feedback about what we did on the show and how you yourself are learning to set the tone, or maybe you've got some advice for us on how to set the frequency in your world so you can create the reality you want, so you can be radiant by design. Many blessings. We'll see you next Tuesday at 4 p.m. West Coast time.